Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the space where we have honest conversations about personal growth, healing, confidence, and stepping into your power, one messy, beautiful step at a time. Today's topic, it's one that so many of us struggle with. So let me ask you this. Have you ever felt completely lost in life? Like, what am I even doing? Why does everyone else seem to have it figured out except me? What am I really meant for? Maybe you're in a job that drains you, but you don't know what else you're meant to do. Maybe you're watching other people chase their passions, launch businesses, start families, or travel the world while you feel, well, stuck. Maybe deep down you know you were made for more, but you don't know what that more even is. Let me pause and say this. If you feel lost right now, you are not broken. You're in the process of remembering who you are, what you love, and what you want to do. In today's episode, it's going to help you come back home to yourself. We're diving into why you feel lost in the first place, what purpose really means, spoiler, it's not what you've been told, and five powerful steps that help you start creating a life that feels aligned, fulfilling, and lit up from the inside out. So grab your favorite drink, your favorite blanket, or go for a walk. And let's talk about purpose, my love. Let's start with this feeling, because it's more common than we think. So many women, especially in their 20s and 30s, feel like they're floating. They're working jobs that don't fulfill them, following a path they didn't choose, and questioning every decision they've made. Here's why this happens. Societal pressure. We're told we need to figure out our life by 25. Career, relationship, body goals, mental health, finances, all perfectly wrapped up in an aesthetically pleasing Instagram post. That's not real. That's pressure. And it makes us feel like we're failing when we're not. The myth of one big purpose. A lot of people believe your purpose is something massive calling, some grand moment where the clouds part and the angels sing. But purpose doesn't always show up like that. Sometimes your purpose whispers, sometimes it changes, and that's completely okay. The fear of choosing wrong, we wait, we overthink, we stay stuck in figuring it out mode for years. Because we're terrified of failing or making the wrong move. But truth? Clarity comes from movement, from the action and the journey, not perfection. And disconnection from self. If you've spent years people-pleasing, overachieving, or seeking validation, it's no wonder you feel lost. You've been living for others so long that you don't even know what you want anymore. Does that sound familiar? If so, you're not alone, you're not behind, you're not too late. You're in your becoming season, and it's going to lead you somewhere beautiful, my love. Let's break down this idea of purpose. We've been taught to find it like it's hidden somewhere outside of us. But the truth is, purpose isn't something you find. It's something you create. It unfolds over time through trying, failing, learning, and growing. It's not a one-time decision. It's a direction you choose over and over again. Instead of asking, what's my one true calling? Ask questions like, what lights me up right now? Where do I feel pulled? What impact do I want to make in this season of my life? And let me say this too. You don't need to monetize your purpose. Your worth is not tied to your productivity, girlfriend. Sometimes your purpose is raising a child. Sometimes it's healing yourself. Sometimes it's helping one person feel seen. And sometimes your purpose is just to be you, fully, authentically, unapologetically. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been craving real connection, growth, and a space where becoming your best self is the norm, you have to join us inside the Glow Up Guide Collective community. This is your safe space to heal, grow, and glow, surrounded by other women who get it. No more doing this alone. Your next level is waiting, and so are we. Tap the link in the show notes and come join the sisterhood, my girl. Now, let's get into the how, because your purpose will not be discovered by overthinking. It's found through action, alignment, and listening to your life. Here's 5 steps to start creating your purpose. Step 1. Follow your curiosity. Think of curiosity as breadcrumbs your soul leaves you. What are you drawn to? What topics do you love reading about? What activities make you forget to check your phone? What things or topics can you talk about and nerd out on for hours? Start there. Explore without needing a plan or a prophet. And here's a journal prompt for you. What am I curious about, even if it doesn't make sense? Step 2. Pay attention to your energy. Your energy never lies. Track it. What drains you versus what energizes you? What tasks feel heavy and which ones feel like home? And here's a pro tip. After every new experience, ask yourself, did this give me energy or did it take away my energy? Step 3. Get clear on your strengths. You are good at something that comes naturally to you, and others probably already notice it. So what do people come to you for? What do you do effortlessly that others struggle with? Remember, your purpose often hides inside your natural gifts. Another journal prompt for you. What have people thanked me for lately? Think on that and write it down. What have people thanked me for lately? Step 4. Ask yourself, what impact do I want to make? Your purpose is almost always tied to impact. It doesn't have to be big or public. It just has to matter to you. Ask, what do I feel called to help with? What message or mission do I want to share? What breaks my heart and how can I be a part of healing it? Step 5. Take action before you feel ready. The number one way to get unstuck? Start moving. You don't have to commit to a whole life path. Just try something. Volunteer, create a blog, start a conversation, sign up for that class. Purpose meets you in motion, not in the waiting room. I'll be honest, there was a season where I had absolutely no clue what my purpose was. I felt completely lost in life, no clue or direction as to where I wanted to go or what was meant for me. And that season was hard for me because I'm the type of person that is completely driven and fueled by having a purpose and aligning with that purpose. I felt like I was just floating, confused and lost in life, doing what I thought I was supposed to do, working, surviving, comparing my life to people on social media who seemed to have it all together. And I remember crying one night because I felt like I was falling behind in life. The life timeline started to hit me hard, and I was thinking, because I didn't have it all together before 30, then I was failing and completely behind. But something in me whispered, just start where you are. It's okay. So I did. I tried that, completely terrified and scared, with still no clue where I was heading. I started journaling. I started reading personal development books, a lot of them, and working on myself. And I started creating again. Not because I had a business plan, but because it felt right. I started sharing what I was going through in my life, in the healing parts of it, and the personal development, the tools, the things that I've learned to hopefully inspire and help other women that were going through it too. And over time, pieces of my purpose started to show up. I started to feel more aligned with who I was and started realizing more of what I wanted to make an impact doing. And I realized it was something inside of me all along that naturally I was pretty good at. But it took a lot of self-realization and self-acceptance to start to realize it for myself. And now I get to help women like you create lives they're obsessed with. Not because I had it all figured out, but because I kept showing up for myself. So you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to see the whole path right now. Just take the next step. If this conversation spoke to your soul, I want to hear from you. Screenshot this episode, tag me on Instagram at Glow Up Guy Collective, and tell me, what is one step that you are taking to start creating your purpose this week? I want to hear from you. It means so much to me. And if you haven't already, hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. And until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and remember, your purpose isn't waiting to be found. It's waiting for you to create it. I believe in you, and I'm so proud of the woman you're becoming. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.